want to call the meeting together. We don't have any Republican members here, but maybe that's not a problem. We'll just kind of go forward with the discussion, and hopefully they'll get here and we'll have a quorum. Or alternatively, I don't know if we're being boycotted. Do you know what's going on? Do you remember?
I think they have other meetings.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get started, committee members. You should have before you the bill 1354. And there's a correction to that bill that is in the form of an amendment, I believe, right?
Oral
amendment. Wait a minute.
Do you have a bill?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's right here. Never mind. I do have it.
Yep.
Does everybody have the bill that's H1354DE3? Maybe I have a member who'd like to move that, or I'll move it. Any of our members that are present want to move this bill? Representative Morgan moves House Bill 1354, the DE3 amendment, which is a delete everything amendment.
Sure. Don't ask me to explain.
There is a oral amendment to your amendment, if I can do that, Mr. Representative Morgan. On page 2, line 16, delete the number 7,393 and insert 7,546. Is that correct? I mean million. 7,546,000. Delete 7,393,000 and insert 7,546,000. So I believe we can just incorporate that into your amendment.
Yes.
Okay. So members, you can see what we're doing here is we are making a cut to the existing appropriations of the State Housing Finance Agency. In 2010, $2.297 million. In 2011, $2.603 million, for a total of $4.9 million. And those cuts come in the area of the Preventing Affordable Rental Investment Fund and in the Housing Rehabilitation Fund. Any discussion or comments about this? This delete everything amendment as amended. Representative Morgan.
Madam Chair, the changes that we made then in the DE3 amendment are designed for us to meet our target. Is that
That's
correct?
Exactly right. And our target is 4.9 million per biennium.
$4.9 million in cuts in each biennium, and this is from the housing portion of our.
We're only dealing with the housing portion here. We will be back to discuss a couple of things. One of them will be the health.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Well, Representative Severson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry for getting late. I had a meeting in my office, so it kept me. But. So is the cuts in this particular delete all amendment, is that the 236 that was discussed? And and I'm seeing that this is coming out of affordable rental investment, or is it coming out of the housing rehab?
Representative, it's coming out of both. And we did an amendment before you got here. I don't know if you have that language. Yeah, okay, you have that too. Okay, so we now have a quorum, and Representative Payden, I hope you have the amended amendment. One of you. Any further discussion? If not.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Representative Severson.
Are we going to take any testimony on this, or how is this going to affect those particular?
If you desire to have some testimony, go right ahead.
Is housing finance here?
Housing finance agency here? I believe yes. Ms. Blankenship is here. She can speak if she's. You'd like to have her speak?
Yes, please, Madam Chair.
Okay. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
I'm Jeanette Blankenship with Housing Finance. And the cuts proposed today closely mirror the governor's recommendations with an additional $236,000 from the Housing Rehabilitation Loan Fund. The cuts here are larger than the governor recommended, but we understand there are hard decisions to be made, and we're okay with where this cut comes from. The impact of the cut, I just want to remind you, hopefully you all got this, should have arrived this week. It's our housing assistance report, and it has basically the data for everything we did in 2009. So looking at the rehabilitation program, it looks to be, that at an average assistance of about $15,000 per household, about 25 fewer households will be served with this additional cut beyond what the governor recommended with the through the rental rehabilitation loan program.
Excuse me, how many households was it?
I have to do quick math, but 25, I can probably do it.
Thank you.
If you have 236 divided by about 15, it'd be fewer.
Representative Morgan.
18? 15? Okay.
Oh, 15.8, about 16.
Thank you.
Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Blankenship, I noticed that the cut we are proposing is larger than the governor's cut proposed in the first, this biennium, but the tails in the out year would actually be less than what the governor is proposing. Can you tell us what impact that difference might have if, in fact, we are able to maintain that, considering the challenges that we apparently are going to be facing when we come back in 2011? How will that impact the work of the Housing Finance Agency in 12 and 13? I see a difference of about $800,000 from our proposal for the tails compared to the governor's. Do you have a sense of what impact that will have?
Madam Chair, Representative Morgan.
Ms. Blankenship.
I don't see it that big, but I can check the numbers. If the majority of that is from PERF, then that averages about $10,000 per unit. So assuming all of that, then that would be what 80 more households in the out years that you would be able to serve through PERF. But that's very quick math, and I would want to double check all the numbers.
Representative Severson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess one of the questions I've got here is there are, in the local communities, there are grants that are put out to individual houses for renovation, for remodeling, for upgrading, and part of the weatherization process as well. I think those are federal dollars under the ERRA. Does this affect dollars that have already been distributed, or these are dollars that currently have not been let but are targeted? Can you give us a little back? You know, I think one of the things we run into is if we've committed to people that we're going to do some of these renovations and then run out of the money, it creates some painful feelings, obviously.
Ms. Blankenship.
Madam Chair, Representative Severson, but because the target in PERF is not more than what we recommended, we knew that we had $2 million in unobligated funds at this time, so we will not have to renege on any commitments we made under PERF. As far as the additional $236,000 for this year for the rehabilitation loan program, that funding, if you recall, was targeted to homeowners, and now it's targeted to renters to improve rental properties. And we're using federal dollars for homeowners and now state dollars for rental properties. Because of that switch, this has been a transition year, so there is additional funding in that as we made the switch and kind of used up the federal funds for rental. So the 236, there's no commitments that would not be met because of that additional cut. That funding is sitting there.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Further questions? Since you're here, maybe I'll ask you a question. Can you talk about the dollars that are remaining in the Challenge Fund right now?
Sure. Last I testified, it was $3.9 million. That hasn't changed. We made our commitments in January. And we anticipate using that $3.9 million for next year's challenge round for the request for proposals, likely next January of 11. Actually, it may be sooner this year. It may be in October, November. I think we're moving it back up. But regardless, that funding is targeted for gap financing for tax credit properties. We have that extra because there were some cancellations and because we got 60-plus million from the federal government to fill the gap for tax credit properties in 2007, 8, 9, and even was able to close the gap for some 2010 tax credit allocations. So that was a huge way to move all these developments forward, get these jobs started, get this housing built or rehabbed. We don't know at this time if that funding, it's called the TCAP and the exchange funds, if that will be extended for this next year. So we have that 3.9 as a contingency, really, because given how unpredictable things are right now at the federal government, we can't guarantee that we're going to get additional gap financing for tax credit properties. So that's why we chose not to cut that money that's sitting in challenge right now that was uncommitted for 2010. And I'll remind you that for tax credits, the leverage there is even greater than PARIF, which is another one of our priorities, was to protect programs that do preserve federal funding. With tax credits, you get an allocation over 10 years. So if you get $1 million this year, it's $1 million this year plus every year for the next 10 years. And then you get about, at this time, maybe 70 cents on the dollar of that. So I'd have to do some math on the exact kind of leverage that you can anticipate there. But it is larger than the $5.70 that we anticipate leveraging when you put PARIF dollars in and preserve that federal rental assistance.
Thank you. Representative Rosenthal.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Blankenship, I think you just answered my question, which is where are the tax credits priced and how big is the gap?
Madam Chair, Representative Rosenthal, right now, even though we saw this huge influx in the tax credit program, we aren't seeing that the price of the credits is dramatically improving. It's still in the high 60s to low 70s, depending on the location of the property, if it's 100% affordable or not, and some of the other factors that go into pricing tax credits.
Representative Rosenthal.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Blankenship, how many projects have you been able to move forward with the gap financing?
Madam Chair, Representative Rosenthal, that's a good question, and I probably have it in my notes and can get it to you as soon as possible. I would think it'd be at least 30, given that we do at least 10 a year. So I can get that exact number for you for the 7, 8, 9, and part of 10 that we were able to move forward with the federal funds.
Let me also ask, how are we doing with the land trust financing from the agency?
Madam Chair, in the January RFP awards, the land trusts got a few million, and I can get that exact number for you. They have done very well under challenge because of their long-term affordability. We had a research done last summer, and we're looking at how we can better invest in land trusts to kind of promote that long-term affordability for certain income levels. But they have continued to compete very well for challenge funds. I can get you the exact number that they received in January of 2010.
Okay. Any further discussions, committee members, on the bill that's before us? If not, the Representative Morgan's motion for House File 1354 as amended is before us. No further discussion? The amendment, sorry. Representative Morgan's amendment for House Bill 1534 is before us. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Now House File 1354 as amended is before us. Any further discussion? Any further testimony? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Members, before we leave, I just want to say a couple words. This is a very painful bill for us to be putting out from this committee, I'd have to say. We're making cuts, and we're even going a little further than the governor. And to me, this is really a tragedy that we are not doing the kind of positive work that we could be doing in terms of housing. And so this committee is not done. This committee will be reconvening. We not only have to deal with the health cuts to the health department that are before us, but we're going to be talking about housing more, and we're going to be talking about some creative ways that we can go forward. And I do want to say one other precautionary word, which is I have been told that the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency has made it very difficult for some of the constituents that receive funding from them to have conversations that would be different from what they may propose. And if I get any more further words about the kind of intimidation that I'm hearing, we will have that right here in our committee this next week. It's a cautionary word, and I urge members, if you become aware of that, to also let me know. We are the legislature, and we are in charge of dealing with appropriations for this whole arena. And, I really want to urge members to try to think how we can be creative so that we can deal with our housing crisis. And I'm interested in any and all of your ideas from both sides of the aisle. The meeting is adjourned.